Jim, if you would formally like to call us back into order.
Well, I heard a question over there, James. I'll call the BOE session to order. And then one of the questions is this the 2010 or 2011 session?
Well, the summer BOE is separate from regular BOE.
So this would be the 2011 regular session to order.
Right.
Time out.
Yeah.
When we establish. What are you shaking your head for there?
Well, what I believe is that this is a continuation of Board of Equalization as it has existed in the past. And when we create the new Board of Equalization, for whatever date that we want to begin BOE, after we've been sworn in on the first Monday in
June,
we will select a new chairman at that time. We will have either a three-member county commission and two-member citizens board, or we'll have only a three citizens members within that commission to address assessments that will have occurred during this cycle. What we're looking at is past cycles, and I believe it's just a continuation of the BOE board. The one difference will be that I'm going to be a new BOE board member, and Donna and James, you were right, of course, I need to be sworn into the BOE for that to happen, but I believe it's a continuation. Do you not agree, Donna?
Well, it's not that I disagree, because as you know, the statutes are often in conflict. Uh-huh. And in January is your deadline for not necessarily your deadline. It's the date appointed for assigning new members to the BOE. So, I mean, I think it's very debatable either way, and I'm fine either way that we go. But I do need to swear you in.
I'm ready for that to happen.
All right. You'll raise your right hand. Ron, do you solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri and faithfully demean yourself as a member of the Cheney County Board of Equalization?
I do.
You're so sworn.
All right. James, I have three emails from Christy that talks about the items that we're going to discuss. So,
could I also note that while there are only three of us, that is a quorum of the board that is needed of voting members, which is five.
Right.
And that is the very reason that we can move forward. We also have, I'm talking about a quorum of voting members. The assessor and the clerk also serve on the Board of Equalization, correct?
That's correct. It's a seven-member board.
But, whoa.
It's a seven-member board. Five of us are present, which is a quorum. I'm sorry. I just wanted that for the record.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just... We're a quorum with the five, so I'm good, because I think I saw conflicting information, too, so go ahead. But we're still good.
I think we're good.
Go ahead and start, James.
We are start. Okay. Let's go with the one that's been laying out, Curtis Bennett.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Can I ask a question? Does everybody have the information that I have in front of them and you do have?
I do not have.
I have...
this sheet.
Can one of you provide...
do you have this sheet right here?
Commissioner Strahan with...
I don't care. I can work off what I
have. Yeah, but you don't have this one. And you don't have this one.
I have 16 items.
For those listening, we're pausing until we get some copies made, so it'll just be a few more minutes of silence. James, have you seen, while we're waiting for Donna to make copies, have you seen that abatement meeting 2011, that sheet that Ron has that has some highlights?
On real and personal.
This is just be...
This is for BOE only.
Yeah.
No.
Look at, that's a different sheet we've got. That's a different thing.
I work off of my worksheet. I don't go off of these schedules.
Have you seen those?
Did you review this? Because this is what was emailed
to me just a few minutes ago. Is that what you've got to present to us, James?
Yes. It's the same thing in a different format.
It is the same thing.
Yes.
Now, have you, while we're waiting here, have you reviewed all of those items on there and agree with all of those?
I want to discuss each item.
You do want to discuss each item?
Before you discuss each item, I want to ask you, are these recommendations from you?
They are written from my office, yes, sir.
If we are in favor of them, is there need to discuss each one of them?
No.
Is there a need to discuss them?
Shouldn't happen.
What?
It shouldn't happen.
These shouldn't?
Those shouldn't happen.
Well, I thought all these were recommended.
No, these are abatements that his office has been asked to write,
right,
or has been forced to write, or...
Right, when a taxpayer come in request something, I feel obligated to write it and see and bring it in front of you guys to see if it happens.
Okay, James, the reason I asked that is I ask the county commission to consider going into a brief BOE session for the purposes of proving those things that were forthcoming as recommendations from your office. If these are not that list, then I have questions about that.
What we were trying to do, James, is...
We're trying to expedite the process.
And what we were trying to do is that we knew of some refunds that were... should have been done, issued last fall, that we hadn't been able to vote on as a BOE because we were been delaying the meeting because we weren't sure on how the BOE was going to be formed. So I know the abatements, all of you may agree or don't agree, but I was prepared just to do the ones that were outstanding.
These.
And actually,
they're all fine.
Well,
all these are fine except the top three. I didn't write those.
Okay.
This year.
Those
have been written in the past and to bring forward in front of the BOE.
Okay.
They are riders that have been riding this thing since 2010.
2009. It's a 2009 tax
right,
bill.
Right, and it's been riding this issue since then.
Right.
So these are the ones on the Kennecuck. It's those three
right.
That were they got zeroed out through a BOE action or
right.
Commission action that need to go back on.
No. That's in 2009. Why would we?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're ending and they want to, okay.
Excuse me just a minute. We're requesting, number one, we have a whole list here, as I mentioned, of X amount of these, and perhaps rather than abatements, we should label each one for what it is, a double assessment, an erroneous assessment, or a clerical error, since those are the only three things that we can address following July 31st of last year, if I'm not mistaken. And if the first three, if we were to approve those today, there would be a value established and a tax bill sent out when otherwise there wouldn't be.
That's what I was saying.
And it looks like that the property owner in question has requested that, but you don't feel that we should do it.
No.
I'm here to accommodate your recommendations today. Gentlemen?
James? So I guess let's address the first three then.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any argument for it or against it. All I know is it's in the past. The tax bills are through. They've paid 10s. They're going to pay 11s. Why go back and do that?
But they're requesting for you to go a previous year.
Right.
And that's the big issue because going forward, it's been addressed. But
yes, it's been addressed and bills have been paid.
If, in fact, those values are established and a tax bill is generated, then are penalties and interest added on top of that?
I would assume.
Sheila, can...
I have to mail the tax bill 30 days. Real estate. I have to mail the tax bill 30 days before it is due.
Ah, it hasn't been generated. I see. Okay. Okay.
And this is a request of
for those that couldn't hear, the collector said that there is a provision wherein she would have to mail the tax statement, and then the individual that owes that tax statement would have 30 days to make payment. Okay.
And if they
Thank
had
you.
Any reason to doubt the value, they would have the right to come back in front of the BOE and argue this case over and over again.
So it is your recommendation what, James?
To approve the entire list that's presented to us with the exception of those three?
Yes.
You should have two lists because yours looks a lot smaller than mine.
Yeah, you did. You had another one you weren't going to approve.
Which one?
Go ahead, Danny.
Go ahead, Dan.
In 2009, we had a representative, Kennecott Camps, come in and request before the BOE that these be taken off. After they were taken off, of the tax rolls by a vote of the BOE. Then we got a letter, and I think, Mr. Strophus, you got the same letter that I got.
I did.
Requesting that they be put back on because of, they thought they'd made a mistake.
Right. They actually admitted that in that letter that they had made a mistake and these parcels should never have been taken off.
Okay. Then they went ahead and paid the taxes in 2010.
Correct.
And is it, at that point, did we establish, we didn't, because the request at that point wasn't to add on this year that is in question here
the
now.
09.
It was to add and pay the taxes for 2010, and we did do that, right?
We ran it back on. As soon as they requested, we ran it back on for the current year and the future years, but this was the year that the action took place, so they...
At their request.
At their initial request, and then with that letter saying that, oops, those three parcels shouldn't have been on there.
Right. Yeah,
your 2010 is right here. I have your motion, and it was run on.
Right. So,
Sheila, this also addresses the issue that you had brought up to us about having a check that you were ready to send out based upon a decision by BOE that you had been holding.
The Curtis Benton has a refund check, right?
No, to pay his taxes.
Oh, to pay his taxes. You're right. That's right.
Because BOE hadn't met, and they were going to meet it. They didn't need to approve it before the first of the year. He paid it. I held his check waiting for that decision. Would that abatement come
back
to me?
Okay.
I would make a motion that we approve all entries that are submitted upon this document in front of me, which was given to me about 30 minutes ago in the county clerk's office, with the exception of the first three BOE numbers that are tax years 2009 as recommended by the county assessor.
We have a motion.
I'll second, except
there's a second for discussion by Danny Strahan.
Just because the assessor presents a document in front of us for abatement doesn't necessarily mean that that abatement is something that the assessor would approve. It means that he is filling his obligation to the taxpayer to present that before the BOE. Am I correct in that statement?
You're correct in that statement. We have on this list things that's been dragging behind because of the county's interpretation of BOEs, interpretations of rulings. Now, you should, and Ron, you're correct in the erroneous, if you check the remainder of those, you'll see there's erroneous duplicates. That's what they all fit in. To say that I personally go over every one of these abatements, I can't say I do in personal property. I do in real estate. So when they're presented in real estate, and the reason I said these were not all my request, I have never requested Kennecott run-ons. I wrote it because there were lots of individuals and the confusion at the time. So yes, there might be some on a sheet that I don't approve of writing and right of my obligation, but most of them are of my...
I got another question.
Okay.
And it's been, his name's been brought up, so I'm not afraid to say it, but I mean, Curtis Bennett correcting BOE decisions got wrote on there. We have went through that, and if I'm not mistaken, if we look back through the minutes, we have approved, maybe not for this year, but for this exact same deal, either two or three, and unless it happened, I've only missed one and a half days in 6 years of BOE meetings, and so I don't understand how that this one would be, unless this is 2010, and it took place on one of the days that I missed, one day of a day and a half that I've missed on all the BOE meetings. But we have approved Curtis Bennett's before.
I don't know whether you approved of Curtis Bennett. I know this one has been a nightmare in the equalization process. It got caught up in the BOE decision of 2009. Curtis Bennett came in and paid his taxes 1 year on this property just to clear the tax bill. This piece of property has been removed. We've got notes here from the collector's office, notarized when this mold was gone.
Could you go to the mic?
We've got a notarization out of the collector's office that Curtis Bennett said it was gone. We actually sent inspectors out to see that it was gone.
Now, I know all this information. Sheila, you provided this the BOE with the same information that James has after his office and Curtis come in and had the check to pay his taxes, right? And did pay, right?
The BOE wasn't, the abatement was brought to me, and he wanted to pay his taxes on it at the end of the year, but it was not collected in my tax, in the collector's database to collect. So I checked with the assessor to see that it was a legitimate BOE and it was approved and all. And the assessor said in 09, we had the documentation in October of 09 where he had, he thought it should have been corrected for 09, but he was told he had to go ahead and pay his taxes. It was too late. So he paid his taxes in 09 and he had a documentation that the assessor has there and had my girl notarize it that he was notarizing that he was paying it then and it was reported then it would be corrected for 2010. Now something happened along the way. It did not get corrected. In 2010, he wanted to pay his taxes and the assessor agreed that it was, the abatement was written and everything, but the board wasn't going to meet between that time and the close of the year, so he would not be penalized. I hand-figured what the taxes would be based upon that abatement and took his check. And I've been holding that check ever since. Mm-hmm.
And I'm in total favor of it. I just want to make sure that we get this thing cleared out of the books because
this will do it, won't it? This action will take care of it.
We would always hope.
All right. All right, any other discussion?
Yes, well, when I see Curtis Bennett come up on the next one, I'll bring up the same conversation.
Please do. That'll tell us it didn't get to
I plan on depositing that check as soon as the adjustment is made in my database.
All right.
I can explain why you're remembering it being brought up, Dan.
You can do that later.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All right, seeing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right.
And personal property?
No.
No.
That's usually done in, by the commission.
We can do those by the commission, I believe.
Okay.
Those are the what we're going to do at 1 o'clock.
Are you through with all the real estate?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask to be sure that all these got cleared?
Which ones you, what, you have
here
a
they
name?
Are.
We have a list.
Name or number, which do you want?
I can go with the number. It's you want me to read the numbers off?
He's got the list right there.
Okay.
There is one in personal property that's
I'll
a 2008.
Okay.
Got that
so that will come to before the BOE?
No.
These are all things that will affect the tax sale. That's why it was.
BOE by your policy goes all the way back to 2008 in BOE, right?
Okay.
For personal property.
In BOE, personal property, 2008.
Okay.
Unless you change your policy. You said 3 years back goes before the BOE. So.
45.
Right, so we have to do that.
47.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we're agreeing.
Yes,
we are.
There's two bills.
I'll mark that down.
I have a copy.
Same
yeah.
Thing,
but they'll need to see it. No, you've got that one right there,
see, that's
Ron.
47.
Hold on.
Yes.
It's at the very bottom.
This is the 1 o'clock.
Did you gentlemen have, it's Royal Builders, you had one account number ended in .045. There should have been one that ended in .047 also.
Don't have that one.
I don't have it on my list.
It's what is needed to straighten this up. It's a common area.
What's the
law that cannot be?
Do you have a BOE number?
No, she just has a parcel number.
Okay, let me just all.
It's this one. You had that one on your list.
We just need this parcel 047. We need. So we want to write and approve the abatement for this parcel number. Is that what the proper way to say that?
Yes.
There you go, Ron.
We need to read it into the record.
Yeah, we'll need to.
It is a common area. Common area cannot be taxed in the state of New Jersey.
You gotta make the motion.
These two they need to do then.
Just the parcel number?
Yeah.
Right.
I would move that we also approve parcel number 17-8.0-28-000-000-047.
That motion is to write and approve the abatement for that parcel number. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny Strahan.
To exempt it.
And I pulled the letter.
To approve the abatement.
To approve the abatement as written.
There is no abatement.
We're directing him to write one, and then we're approving that abatement. Yes, any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. If you would just write that parcel number down on the top one and then give it right back.
We've got one other.
One other.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If she leaves me alone in this spot. We have something going on, and I'm not liking it, but there's nothing the collector or assessor can do about it. We have people that don't pay their taxes, then they'll give it or sell it to an entity. It is not observed at closing that they owe these taxes, but they simply get away with that last year.
They only get away with it if they're exempted, correct? Because taxes are still owed, whether
right.
up to the point when
but
a political subdivision.
Letter from Randy Turley and the State Tax Commission is not pursuable if it goes to an exempt entity.
And it's really? Even
And they've learned that out in the public, and they're starting to do it. This one was sold to the Missouri State Highway Department, Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission. She just brought, Sheila just brought this to me this morning to help clean this up.
Okay.
But it's strictly where a landowner sold his property and didn't pay his delinquent taxes when he sold it.
If I understand the law right, they can do that even all the way up, and it's not a prorated deal or anything. If it's in December that they let it, if it happens in December, then they don't have to pay their taxes.
That's usually for current taxes.
Sheila, has that got a parcel number with it?
I know.
We'll need that parcel number so we can remember.
It's $100 assessment.
17-9-31-007. Is that what you want? Well, he was going to make it into a motion.
I was thinking for a second I could remember that, but that's not going to happen. I would move that the assessor also create an abatement for parcel number 17-9.0-31-000-007.000 and that we approve that abatement.
We have a motion on the floor for that direction and approval of that abatement.
I'll second it.
Second motion by Danny Strahan.
I don't know if you want to take this up now or not. James,
I'm going to
wait till later. It has to be dealt with.
Well, we're
going to
do this
part one. Let me finish this. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
That was abated off by the Board of Equalization as an exempt parcel. All the documentation is there, the evidence that was presented and so forth. It was abated off in 2010 as an exempt parcel, and I have a 2009 tax bill there.
So we need to bait this off too, you're saying?
Why would they not still owe the 2009 taxes?
Because if you go, this is different than anything I've ever seen done. It's never been, I've not seen an abatement for a religious or a school that wasn't in their name, but that was abated because there is a, Hollister School sold it to the individual. The attorney, I think everything's attached there, but if it, under the following, if it was in a school or if it was in a political subdivision's name. So it's just something you guys might want to look at, think about. I just need to know before the tax sale.
We heard the case before the BOE. It was the old Hollister School
right.
building that mm-hmm. was sold to an individual. He mm-hmm. did not request at that time that the previous taxes be abated. He requested that the taxes for that particular year be abated. So now do you think he's coming back and asking for previous years? Is that what you're saying?
The direction I've been given from the State Tax Commission is if it's considered an exempt parcel under that, then...
This is exempt also.
Mm-hmm. But not that
I
they...
I won't be... your question, this goes back to what you'll be writing as the assessor and what you will not be writing. This is one I would not write.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think this has been before us before.
No, not the 09.
Not the 09?
No.
Okay, 10.
I wasn't aware of it until we started doing a search for the tax sale, and that's how it came up.
The tax sale's in June?
Yeah.
So we'll meet BOE before that.
No, sir. I'm sorry. The tax sale is in August. In June is when I send the certified letters. The tax sale is in August.
That's
it goes
right.
to publication
right.
in July.
This is barely.
I just wanted, it's food for thought. It has to be dealt with.
We need to start. You guys need to think about this. We don't need to take action right now. Okay. All right. Is there any other action besides the personal property then? And is personal property, we need to take care of some of the personal property in BOE. Is that correct, Donna?
Yeah.
Based off the policy we wrote?
2012-0110, Jerry and Alma Fawcett. They actually have three abatements, one 2008, 2009, and 2010. However, the 2008 is the only one that falls under BOE per your policy, and it states that they did not own the mobile home.
Here's the question. Why do we have it on both personal property and the real estate abatement?
Because we just approved it.
It was on the real estate abatement.
It was on Jerry's real estate at one time, and he sold the mobile's actually been paid on.
Well, what did we just approved that abatement?
You did on real, didn't you?
Real estate.
Yeah, I don't think we need to approve it twice.
2008.
It's
okay,
the,
yeah, I'm sorry. It shouldn't have been listed on here because it doesn't have a, or is that your mobile home number?
So do we need to take action anyway,
Donna? I think what you did by the document that you have here stated at the bottom, and you have it highlighted in purple, and then you say per the refund policy. I think that that's just informational, that it should have been taken up with BOE, which it was.
That's fine.
We good then?
Well, yeah, I'm good. I'll just mark it off.
So the rest of the items will be taken care of as a commission?
Yes, the rest of it you can take care of as a commission.
Or we could take care of it right now as a BOE.
I don't have a problem with you taking care of it right now. It's a BOE.
Just be out of your hair.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion if you want to take care of it now, or otherwise we can wait.
I'd take care of it now. Let's, what, do I have, can I get a list of it?
Right here.
Just read those. Yeah, just you can just say the whole document.
I mean, like the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are all the wrong vehicle year
right.
submitted by the taxpayer. Then you have a refund because they didn't own a vehicle. And then you have two, and both of those are the Jerry and Alma Fawcett and 2000.
They didn't own the mobile home either. So, and they didn't own that either.
Did not own the mobile home.
Now, is that going?
No, we'll scratch the last one because we've already done that.
Yeah, right. We won't double refund them. So.
No.
That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah.
And what about the other two? Are they personal?
They was personal
yep.
after, yeah, one was real, two was personal.
Okay. Motion to approve abatements?
Motion.
Read the numbers?
No, we'll just say as the document as presented.
Our document is presented there.
I would second that motion.
We have a motion and a second by Mr. Hausman. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. I'll give that to the clerk right here. So that's the it with that one scratched out of your other one. Donna, James, any other business?
Thank you.
We will call, we'll adjourn this BOE session right now, and then we'll take back up at 11 o'clock with the regular commission. Meeting adjourned.
Do we need to make a motion to adjourn?
Probably do.
I would move to adjourn the BOE session of today.
Motion by Mr. Hausman to adjourn for the day.
Second.
Second by Danny. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion and carry. Then we'll announce that we will reconvene at 11 o'clock as the Taney County Commission.
Thank you.
Are we going to try to get, oops, I guess we're already out, aren't we? I'm just going to try to get a report for the weather.